Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of September 3rd, 2022. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and a respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. The big highlight of this past week is when over 125 campers, along with staff and volunteers, headed to Bloomsbury Farm just outside Atkins, Iowa. A special thank you to longtime Cedar Valley Street Rod Club member and Camp Courageous friend Bruce Cross of Atkins for suggesting to the Peterson family, owners of Bloomsbury Farm, to consider Camp Courageous and the camp celebrating its 50th anniversary this year as the theme for this year's corn maze. The Peterson family were 100% on board and made several visits to Camp Courageous to be able to fully embrace the camp and its mission. Sammy Peterson, in particular, did an incredible job in promoting this partnership along with her parents, David and Karen. The Bloomsbury Farm was a homestead back in 1856. Dave is the fifth generation to take over the farm along with his wife, Karen. They started the agritourism business in 1994. Their daughters, Jessica and Samantha, are big parts of the business. It was a thrill to have Tate and Dottie Cummins' son, Charlie Cummins, cut the ribbon for the new 50th anniversary Camp Courageous corn maze. Charlie was among the first campers to attend Camp Courageous. The fall season there at Bloomsbury Farm starts on September 16th, but you can buy tickets starting September 7th at 8 o'clock in the morning. The Camp Courageous Travel Program recently took campers on a fun-filled trip to Denver, Colorado that included an experience at the Shine Music Festival. They took in lots of tours, sightseeing, and great music, like visiting the Red Rock Park, Hammond's Candy Factory, which would have been a favorite of mine, all kinds of restaurants, the zoo, and Meow Wolf. A lot of great experiences, and CBS News out of Denver caught a story about the Camp Courageous campers out there at the Shine Music Festival that one might catch by going to Camp's website at campcourageous.org. It is also part of a Netflix documentary that will be coming up. Future trips with the travel program include a River Bandit baseball game, a tour of South Central Iowa, a Titanic performance, a meal. And in October, they're going to go to a Clue the Music performance, the meal in Nashville, Tennessee. In November, they'll be heading to a wrestling trip. And they'll be heading down towards St. Louis and up to the Twin Cities. And in December, there'll be an Elvis holiday performance. Once again, this is for campers. They'll also be going to Orlando in December. Great time for all the campers. We also had a lot of great campers here at Camp Courageous throughout the week, both for overnight experiences and for day trips. And this, of course, is a respite care weekend. Here are some of the campers talking about their experiences at Camp Courageous and why they love coming to Camp Courageous.
It means a lot to me because it gives me the opportunity to get away from my parents and siblings for a while and do my own thing and meet my own friends and, you know, do a bunch of activities I otherwise wouldn't be able to do.
I like coming to camp because it allows me to see my friends every year. It's the only camp in Iowa that really is focused on the accessibility and the inclusivity.
I like Camp Courageous because there's a lot of nice people and it's really fun.
The pool.
You like the pool the most?
Mm-hmm. We love Camp Courageous!
Camp Courageous is still selling tickets for its 1971 Volkswagen bus. It'll be raffled off on December 31st. Tickets are $100 a piece. It also has the signatures of such celebrities as David Ortiz, Alex Rodriguez, Johnny Bench, and Kevin Burkhardt from Up at the Field of Dreams. If you'd like the bus to be someplace in your area for a special event, get a hold of us and we'd be more than happy to take it there. Camp's largest fundraiser is the Manchester Garage Sale. They're open year-round now. They're located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. Open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon. A lot of great bargains up there. They take cash or credit cards now. And we have a big thank you to all those people that donate, the shoppers, and the volunteers. It's a special treat this last week to have John, Sandy, Carol, and Bob Tibber visit camp. They donated the beautiful bronze statue that sits in the center of the Mainliner Memorial Park, which symbolizes every day at Camp Courageous as the campers go out and they raise the flags. Congratulations to Denny and Jenna Zart of Bettendorf on their 60th wedding anniversary and Denny's birthday on Monday. Coming events include the annual Pancake Breakfast and Open House, which will be 8 to noon on September 25th, and will also be dedicating the Massey Papke Multipurpose Field that day at 12:15. Memorials this past week to some dear Camp Courageous friends include Dorothy Fowler from Elgin, a longtime supporter of the camp. Her and her husband Don helped when we first started our relationship with the Petroleum Markers of Iowa. Also this past week, Nancy Kostner, 73, passed away, a longtime supporter of the camp, WMT employee, and always behind the camp for years and years. Also, Bill Frummel, dear friend from up in Dubuque, passed away. Him and his wife, Kay, used to always visit camp on a very, very regular basis. The need for the week is wasp spray. We still have a few of those wasps around the camp, and we don't want any of our campers being stung. We hope you have a wonderful weekend and a great week to come. Thank you for listening.